wonderful life. This life I'm living, what a wonderful life. Living a life of ease. Well, I got no job to worry me, no big bad boss to worry me. It's a wonderful life.
There it goes.
Is it recording?
It just went to tink, so yeah.
Yeah, I think I can see it from here. Alright, hello, welcome to the Mark and Joe Show. I'm Joe, this is not Mark, it's Lisa.
Hi.
Mark's better half.
I'm setting out this one. This guy here is kind of an expert on Elvis. This is my girlfriend, Lisa, and she knows a lot about Elvis, so she's going to be me on this little segment.
I probably don't know about as much as Joe does, but I know some.
I remember where I was when he supposedly died.
I'm going to be over here being the tech support.
August 16th, 1977, about 40 years ago. I remember that day forever. He was 42. But anyway, what sparked this one is I saw that, ran across this picture recently, and it's all over the internet with many articles, and they believe there was a celebration, an 82nd. He would have been 82 this year in January. They had a birthday party at Graceland, and they believe this bearded guy that you can see, I hope, kind of see in that picture.
Point A, Lisa.
Does a pointer show up there? Yeah.
Right there.
Barely.
Yeah. Right there.
But anyway, that guy there is supposedly, they believe, to be Elvis Presley. Well, the picture's not all that great. Hard to say, but I have seen some videos. But
well, you got all this crap over top of it, too.
I can't get rid of...
I've seen online that they called him the maintenance man of Graceland.
But see, that's just different, see? But
I've seen pictures of him before.
This might be a little better.
There you go.
All right.
That is a little better.
Yep. Right there.
You know, they say it's a hoax, but, I mean, people are... I don't know. It's hard to say. I've seen videos of a guy that
looked... It is hard to say, and it's been gone 40 years, I mean...
I've seen videos like this on YouTube with a guy similar to this, looking like that, sounded a lot like him when he talked, had a lot of the same mannerisms.
What's this guy's name?
But the theory is possible. I mean, think about it. If you were as rich as Elvis and as famous as Elvis was, the only way you were going to be able to retire was to basically fake your own death and make the general public think that you were dead, because it'd be the only way you'd be able to go somewhere by yourself or enjoy without getting mugged for autographs.
Well, he's told people in the past too, before he died, that he was...
Well,
he wasn't happy, he was feeling lonely, and
yeah,
he wanted a different life.
There was also, because he was locked in with that crook that I like to call Tom Parker, that took him for everything, shady contract deals.
Yeah.
Elvis wanted to try to do new stuff. He was getting bored with the same music, the same concerts, the same... He wanted to get out and try something different. That's why he started... You know, people think he was fumbling over some of his... Have you ever seen some of those ones where he kind of like... blah, 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 blah,
or, he mumbles through songs.
Right. He does that on purpose because he's getting bored.
He's getting bored. Okay.
There was a time where he did Frank Sinatra's My Way, and he says, oh, I got to read this if you don't mind. He had a memory like an elephant, you know.
Yeah.
He didn't forget lyrics.
He didn't want to remember
it.
He remembered it, but he didn't want to.
He was goofing off, and he was being lazy because he was bored. He wanted to do new songs, stuff that was different, and Parker didn't want him to do it.
No.
You have to do Jailhouse Rock. You have to do Hound Dog. You have to do Don't Be Cruel. You have to do he was getting sick of the same old stuff.
No.
But he was so famous he couldn't go anywhere without getting mugged. No. Now, we both know that...
Mugged.
You said you've been to Graceland, right?
Yes.
All right, and you've seen his tombstone?
Yes.
All right.
Peanut Gallery's over now here going to say something now. You said he can't go anywhere without getting mugged.
Well,
don't you mean mobbed?
Mugged.
Mugged is more another word, because when they saw him, they were trying to tear off his shirts, trying to tear, trying to get, I mean,
that's
women
mobbed.
Would come up with a pair of scissors just trying to get locks of his hair.
That's mobbed.
Okay, well, I would say it is more like mugged. I mean, you know, the guy kind of felt threatened sometimes, you know. I mean, he loved his fans and he adored his fans. I mean, if you saw him in concert, and I never got a chance to, but I mean, I've seen a lot of his live concert videos.
He's like down there,
and he almost got pulled off stage by some of these women a few times, okay?
Yeah.
I could just imagine, I wouldn't want his fame, okay? I wouldn't have wanted it.
The kind of fame
his money, that's another thing.
But he said,
I mean, but he was a very generous man. I mean, giving his entourage Cadillacs, buying his mom a brand new car.
He said a lot too, that he was lonely.
Moving his mom and dad and all his family into Graceland. And, you know, yeah, the guy was a generous man. But the thing was, this was a well-planned out deal if he did it. The guy was smart enough. He read enough about, kind of like I think the Eddie and the Cruisers movie was kind of based loosely on him, you know, and faking his own death, you know.
Yeah.
And because I believe he did something like that, that the Rambo did, you know, where Arthur Rambo, you know, he committed suicide, you know, and what they said, not of the body and the soul, but of the words and mind or something. Basically, it meant that he stopped writing. And then so many years later, he showed up in Switzerland in a hospital or someplace in a hospital on his deathbed. That's what's going to prove that he's still alive when it happens. I think when he finally faked his own death, I think when they exaggerated the pills, you know, and it's unfortunate for the coroner because he got charged with overprescription because they said that it, within a short period, I think it was a five-year period, he got prescribed over 8,000 pills. Everything from painkillers to sleeping pills to God knows what else. Okay.
He was given a lot of stuff.
The official coroner's report said he died of a heart attack at the age of 42. But now let's get back to the tombstone that you saw.
Yeah.
His name's misspelt on there. Do you agree on that?
On the stone that's
you've seen it?
A-R-O-M.
And on his birth certificate, his driver's license, his army records, it's spelled A-A-R-O-N.
It's, he's here, Minnie Mae is here,
that was his,
Gladys
his,
is there, and Jesse, I think, is either next to him, if I remember. I was there like back
Minnie
in 2000.
Minnie Mae was his grandma,
his
I believe.
Yes.
Yeah.
I was there like back in 2000, so this is like 17 years ago,
right,
so
but
I'm
see,
trying to remember.
Now, with all the money, it's fact. That's fact. His name's misspelled.
Mm-hmm.
With all the money that Elvis Presley Estates has, and Priscilla's in control of all of that still to this day, why hasn't it been changed? Yeah. Now, here's another fact for you that I bet you didn't know.
Priscilla's in charge, but Lisa owns it, I believe.
Here's another fact for you. Elvis was he served time in Germany.
Yeah, okay. Priscilla.
That's where he met Priscilla. She was like 14 years old when they, whatever. Anyway, so when he died, there was a military funeral. When the flag was presented to the living family member, it was not accepted. Okay.
I'm trying to find.
Because they didn't want to commit. What would that be? They didn't want to commit like patriotic fraud.
Yeah.
Is the term that was used at the time when this was. Now, there's another little fact. To this date, none of his life insurance policies have been cashed in by anybody.
No.
Okay.
Where'd that go?
Sure. Well.
They're still sitting there.
They're still sitting there.
No.
Also, when Graceland was inventoried, okay, because that's what happens, they go through and they inventory an estate. Okay. When Graceland was inventoried, there was a lot of personal effects that were missing.
Did you ever see the episode where Oprah went years ago, the episode where Oprah Winfrey went to Graceland and Lisa gave her a separate special tour, her
yeah,
and Gail?
I think I remember that.
Lisa took her and took them to a special back room where Elvis, I mean, it was like a warehouse of all these boxes and
yeah, that's because
she still had his glasses that he had. She still had all that stuff. They still had his
some of those glasses he had bought
and marriage certificate and all that stuff
because he'd give them away to audience members and stuff like that with those scarves. I mean, I bet there was tons of those scarves.
She said it's like a special room in the back that only Lisa and Priscilla have a key to,
right?
Nobody can get to it.
Well, see, also after he died, sometime after he died, Parker came up with a semi truck full of memorabilia over the years, and he was trying to sell it to them. You know, to make more of a profit off of it.
Yeah, he was profit.
He's like, Elvis is worth more to me dead than he is alive.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, the guy was a scam artist.
Big time, yeah.
But to the point is, they never accepted the flag.
Then they
the insurance policies weren't cashed in. His name's misspelled. All right.
Yeah.
Now here's another tip.
Then
for
they
you.
Call that Parker guy. Then they call him the Colonel.
Yeah, Colonel Tom Parker.
Yeah.
Now he was Elvis's manager. Now, Elvis was also had some badges. He had an entourage, and it was called the Memphis Mafia. They had some badges. But the one particular badge, there was one particular badge that he got that made him a federal officer. Legit. He got it from President Nixon, if I believe I got it right. It was either Ford or Nixon.
I think it was Nixon.
He got a DEA badge. Drug Enforcement Agency badge. All right, now, after he got that special appointment, because Elvis traveled as much as he did and does, or did, the FBI and so on and so forth decided that they were going to use him in an official capacity. Well, he asked for it, he welcomed it, he basically accepted the position and said, you know, use me in any way you can.
No.
All right. So now, here's the way they used him. Okay. And this is official documents. Now, Gail Brewer Giorgio wrote a book, and it was called Is Elvis Alive? Before that, she wrote a book called Orion, and Orion was a fictional thing about a legend like Elvis that faked his own death. Okay. That book, supposedly, I'm guessing, was so close to the truth that some FBI-looking officials came into the bookstores and basically, and went into the publisher and basically made that book disappear.
Imagine that, huh?
Okay. She wrote another book, and she had some help, and she talked to quite a few people. One was a former FBI agent, but he wasn't able to confirm much. But what he did say, and this makes perfectly sense, we go back to the DEA badge that Elvis got, right? Mm-hmm. That they used Elvis as like under the Federal Witness Protection Program. They would put high profile people that they were trying to protect and make them part of Elvis's entourage, a stage person to help set up the stage or something that traveled with him, and Elvis protected these people, right?
Yeah.
All right. So you're hiding people from, say, the mafia or whatever, because they're going to turn the leaf on the mafia, and they're running with Elvis's entourage.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's about, I don't remember the exact number, but it's a pretty huge file, FBI file. And it's not totally declassified yet, but I've read some of this.
Yeah.
There was a shit ton of death threats on his life.
Oh, I believe
because
it.
Because of him doing that work and hiding some of these people in some of these very high profile cases. I mean, think about it. When Elvis died in the 70s, 1977 or so, right?
Yeah.
Think about this. That's also the time, do you know what was going on in the 70s? Our government, or the FBI, was cracking down on the mafia like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah.
Okay. Guess who helped them by protecting some of their witnesses? And that's fact. That's in some of those declassified files. A lot of it was blacked out.
Well, that stuff is
But what you can make out
The documents for that are actually under glass, like Graceland. You can see them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, there's true, you know, so he's got, you know, so there was numerous death threats and so on and so forth. Yeah. So now this all makes sense. If you tie it all together, it makes sense because he was kind of a superstitious man. You know, that's why the spelling hasn't been changed, because if this is him, and you can't really tell because the picture's not that great of a quality.
Yeah.
You know, but if it is him, okay.
That's the Illinois Power
Tool. Then that's why the name hasn't been changed. Mm-hmm. I'll bet you, here's proof, people. If you want to know when Elvis dies, pay attention to that tombstone, because I bet you when he really does die, it'll be changed.
Yeah.
You know, think about it.
I'm looking at pictures of Graceland.
I mean, this guy was so famous.
Right here. It's spelled A-A-R-O-N here.
Well, then it's spelled the other way on his birth certificate.
The final stop of the tour of Graceland Mansion, its meditation garden, where Elvis and members of his family have been laid to rest. Millions of fans from around the world have come to Graceland to pay their respects to Elvis, the humanitarian singing sensation, movie star, and king of rock and roll. This is on the Graceland slate.
Okay, let's see what it says here.
Let's see if we can find it in there. It's under the Graceland slate, though. Let's see it. And there's more stuff there since I was there. They have Vernon Smokehouse Restaurant, Gladys Cafe. They have a trophy building. That office where they seen Elvis after he died. That's Vernon. That was Vernon's office. The jungle room looks a little different than when I remember it. Everything's supposed to be the same, but it looks a little different to me. It's like different furniture or something in there. Need to find it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I did. Okay, on here, and I'm going to try to bring it up over here now, too, because now that I found it.
Did you find it in there? Where that is? I could have sworn it said, well, like I said, it was 17 years ago since I've been there. It's been a long time. And I've seen stuff on YouTube where people have claimed that he's alive, but he's called himself Jesse. Why would you call yourself Jesse?
I'll explain that too in a minute, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see where I can find that. Right here. Alright, this is where I found it. Okay, that's the shack in Tupelo, Mississippi that he was born
in. Yep, I
seen
that.
Okay.
Too. Very small.
Him and his parents when he was little. Mm-hmm. Now, here's his birth certificate. Now, if you look at his birth certificate, it's spelled with one A. It's still misspelled on there then.
Yeah.
See, it's his birth certificate.
Well, so way back then, his mother.
So when we said it
this
earlier.
This is the most modern way of spelling
just,
it.
Just to correct things now. We had it backwards. His name's spelt with one A, but on the tombstone it's spelt with two A's. But the thing is, it's part of a superstition.
Yeah.
See, because his name's not correctly spelt there, you know what I'm saying? It cancels out the superstition thing now.
Yeah.
You know, they will correct that eventually.
January 8th, 1935 to August 16th, 1977.
He was 42 years old.
Yeah. I remember seeing that in the back. There's like the stones are around it, and there's like a forever fire, or eternal fire.
Right, eternal flame.
Eternal flame, yes.
You know, but that's just one of those things that proves that.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's so many facts out there, and there's been so many sightings of him in such strange places, but the reason he'd be going around as Jesse or Jesse Guerin, is because that was
his life cam of Graceland.
That was his twin brother's name.
Yeah.
He had an identical twin brother that died at birth shortly thereafter.
No.
Okay.
But I've heard stories that he's going by that name now.
That I remember.
Well, that would make sense.
Yeah.
That would make sense. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, he used to go down there and go to the creek and talk to him and stuff like this. I mean, they were pretty religious people, you know.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, the guy changed the music. If, you know, people don't realize this, that, you know, if it wasn't for him, some of the music wouldn't be the same as it is today. It'd be a lot different.
They have a Graceland podcast on here. Graceland Cam blog.
But there's proof.
Gates of Graceland web series.
We got it backwards. His middle name is actually A-R-O-N.
And it's double A. A-A-R-O-N.
On the tombstone. But on his birth certificate, it's A-R-O-N.
Yeah.
Say.
I should remember that, but it's
and that's like a superstition thing. And he was a pretty superstitious guy.
Oh, yeah. He had his ways about him.
He was stupid-stitious.
Well, that plus, like I said, he had all those death threats. You know, there's a big FBI thing on him. And it became declassified not so long ago because this Gail Brewer Giorgio and this FBI agent uncovered some of that. He was a former retired whatever. Anyway, he wouldn't admit to certain things. Like, if Elvis is still alive, I can't tell you because it would be violating witness protection policies and so on and so forth. Right? But later on, after that book came out, or just as it was coming out, some of these FBI documents on Elvis Presley became declassified to a certain extent. There was a lot of black marking on them still. But because he had that DEA badge, he was hiding some high-profile witnesses to testify against the mafia, so there was death threats. Another reason to fake your own death and go into hiding.
Yeah.
And not to be seen too often. But that's my theory. I think he's still alive, and I think the way we're going to find out is he's either going to pull a Rambo and show up on a hospital bed, and DNA tests will prove that he is who he is, or Graceland will spend the money and correct the spelling on the tombstone. Those are my theories. You know.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, it's highly possible. Anything's possible in this world.
Yeah, anything's possible.
Yeah.
But there's so much.
But there's so many facts out there to prove this theory. And as long as I've researched this over the years, and as much documents and stuff that I've watched, it's hard to say that it's not possible.
Yeah.
You know, they had a guy, what was that guy recently? They had a guy, very famous guy, No, they thought he was dead all these years. And they had did some they found this guy was like, I can't remember the exact story, but he was like a bum in some other country like Jamaica or something like that. And it turned out to be, I can't remember who it was, but anything's possible. And this is highly plausible. Because I don't think he was taking as many drugs as they were thinking he was.
No, I don't think so.
And some other things that didn't make sense is during that last concert tour, that little stint in the first part of 77, that month that he died in August of 77, he was supposed to start another concert tour.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
all right. Here's the other thing. He was put on some weight, and he was, like, having problems fitting into some of them outfits,
he was looking pretty bloated towards the end.
A lot of those jumpsuits and stuff really didn't fit much. Yeah. Well, all right, Elvis was such a stickler for things. Why didn't he have somebody order new jumpsuits?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, even though nobody knows when they're going to die or not.
No.
But he's still planning to go on tour in August, right?
Yeah.
That was the plan. There was nothing ever publicly announced or nothing, you know. The only reason it didn't happen is because he died in August.
No.
All right? There was no order ever placed, or nobody got told to take out his current jumpsuits or, you know, whatever they do, you know. Mm-hmm. None of that got done.
No.
You know, why not?
He had everything planned.
Yeah, it was all planned out.
Yeah.
Money was missing from accounts just days before his death. You know?
To see Graceland, though, it's pretty wild.
Well, hello, Joy. What's your problem?
It's an experience, and it's probably even more of an experience now because I see that there's a lot of different stuff here.
Well, I never got there.
When I went, everything was a package deal. Now everything is separate.
Yeah, it's a money.
Everything is, yeah.
They
have a Vernon Smokehouse restaurant, Gladys's Diner, and
they make more money off that place.
When I went years ago, you could tour Graceland, the whole house except for upstairs, obviously. That was a no-no. Couldn't go upstairs. Got to go outside in the yard where the Eternal Flame and his stone and his family stones were at. Then you had a part of the package was you could go to the opposite side of the parking lot, even though it was paid. They wouldn't take you by shuttle, but you could walk over there and you could tour both of the airplanes, the Lisa Marie and whichever that other one was. Then he had a car museum. They had his cars. Joy, why don't you go out?
Come on, Joy.
Then he had a car museum. That was pretty cool. But all that was
one package deal. He had a lot of cars, mostly Cadillacs.
And now everything is separate.
He had some motorcycles.
Separate.
He had a couple of planes.
Oh, yeah.
So you watch some of these videos, and some of them are pretty compelling.
Well,
this one.
I got a video here of a part of the tour of...
There's the book. There's the book by Gail Bruno Giorgio. It's called Is Elvis Alive?
Okay.
But there was a video out there, and it's on YouTube somewheres. Okay, there's Gail Bruno Giorgio right there. Okay.
Yeah.
The woman that did the research.
Okay.
And wrote that book.
Yeah.
But there's a video out there, and the guy's talking, and he looks a lot like the guy that's in this picture here. You know. I lost the picture, but the picture that I had up right here, that guy, that supposedly they believe is him at Elvis's 82nd birthday party. All right. Now there was
it's fuzzy, though.
But there was a video with this guy, I believe it was this guy. He sounded just like Elvis when he talked and so on and so forth. And he talked and I watched it and what he was talking about. And he said that he's been singing, you know, here and there, writing songs again, would like to come back. But the thing is, if he comes back, he's got to explain all of this, and then he becomes like a sideshow act because, you know, he faked his own death, and it's kind of like he's in a catch-22 situation.
Don't you think that as old as he is, that he would have came back years ago? I mean,
yeah, if it was possible.
40 years ago.
But if there was all those death threats, you know, taking that chance.
Yeah, it's been like 40 years, though. I seen an interview that Barbara Walters had with Lisa and Priscilla, and it's a short, very short clip, but she's talking to her, and she says, then she looks over her shoulder and says, he said that the other day, like it was a mistake that she said that.
Yeah, like, she's made a few mistakes, but,
yeah.
You know, the thing is, if this is him, or if it isn't, I don't care, it's just, you know, the theory's out there, it's one of these mysteries that'll never be solved for sure, but...
I say at 82, and if he's still alive, I say go for it, live your life, do what you want to do.
Well, he's in a catch-22 in that aspect, but what I was saying,
come back now is kind of
I saw
crazy.
A video with a guy similar to this, and he started talking about a movie called 3,000 Miles to Graceland.
Me and Mark watched that movie a while back.
Okay.
How long ago was that we seen 3,000 right, Miles to Graceland? That's a while ago. Now, first time I've ever seen that.
He said actually. That this guy said that he was in that movie as an extra at the very end, that he was in the, he was kind of crouched in the shadows of the inside of one of the rail cars at the end of it in the train. Yeah. Okay, yeah. Towards the end of it.
Okay,
no. Apparently now, I didn't get the chance to see it since I've seen this video, but apparently Priscilla and somebody else is behind the production of that movie.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's why he's in there. Priscilla knows that he's alive. That's the other thing that kind of irked me too.
Yeah.
Elvis dies. And if you've seen some of these videos and seen Priscilla talk shortly after the death in 77 and so on and so forth.
It was a big shock to her, blah, blah, blah. But I've heard stories that she knew that he talked to her and
right.
Told her that what he was doing.
It was like she was acting, though. Yeah. It wasn't so much, there wasn't
a whole lot of
remorse or tears.
I think she maybe had to act because of Lisa Marie, maybe. I don't know.
Right, but
why would you hide something like that from his daughter? But she was 9 at that.
I think she knows
too
now.
She was the same age as me, actually, at that time.
I think she knows too now.
Yeah, I think so.
She's more talented than her dad is, I think. But it's just one of these mysteries that
baffles me. She's got some serious issues, but I think that has a lot to do with how she was raised, being Elvis's child, oh, only child.
There she is. But anyway, I think we're done. Mark, you want to cut it?
Careful. You done with that one?
Yeah, I think we're done with that one. We're done.
Okay.
Elvis,
but I think
if you're
he's
out
still
there,
alive.
Awesome.
I think he's just staying hidden.
Yep.
Enjoying life.
I'll see you guys next weekend. All right.
Until next weekend.
Until next weekend.
Next weekend. Mark,
remember, keep your eyes open, ears open.
Say something.
You may. You never know. You may run across Elvis somewhere.
Yeah. Or a Bigfoot.
Aliens might actually bring him back.
Or a Bigfoot.
All right. Later.
Bye.